There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, this is a real, real interesting study, okay? Apparently, some of us do not wash our pajamas more than once or twice a month. The pajamas that we're in anywhere from maybe 5 hours a night to 12 hours a night. I mean, when I come home, I take a hot shower after work and I immediately get into my pajamas. And, well, no, you know, I'll get into some workout clothes. I'll work out, then I'll shower again, and then I'll get into my pajamas. And I'll be cuddly in my pajamas probably from about 8, 9 on until the next morning when I wake up at 5, 6 in the morning. And a study has found out that many of us, I mean, I like to wash them as much as possible because I'm in them even more than my regular clothes. But they say men will wear their pajamas for 13 days in a row before washing, and women will go 17 days. And a new study says that this could be absolutely deadly because of the bacteria and crap that get on it. Now, my husband doesn't wear pajamas. You know, when it's time for bed, right, you know, he just kind of, you know, takes off his pants. He's in his boxers. His undershirt. I think that's sexy. I love boxers. I have them in boxers or boxer briefs. I don't like the briefs. I don't like the tidy whities. I do not like those. Not sexy at all. So he's in his, not that I'm in the mood for sex. I'm asleep, but still. I love the fact that he goes to bed looking sexy, you know, just in case I change my mind. Okay? And then for me, my pajamas, sometimes I have Cookie Monster, pajama bottoms. I sometimes wear my Cookie Monster pajama bottoms, or I have a camouflage khaki, type of, kind of like Navy SEAL type, you know, Special Forces, I don't know why, it's just, I just like them, those, or a lot of times I wear my husband's shirt and boxer briefs to bed. Not the ones he just wore, that would be stinky, but, you know, the clean ones. And then I go into bed. And you're right, I think they get really dirty. You know, you got the cat crawling all over you, wiping their butt on your shirt. You're sweating. You got, I don't know, maybe deodorant and, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't think they would be that, you know, clean. And, you know, for me, who has very weird dreams, I mean, really weird, vivid dreams. And sometimes, you know, I dream about, very sexy Hollywood celebrities who I don't want to name, although I'm sure you guys know which ones. So my guess is I'm getting pretty sweaty in my sleep. So I would say wash your pajamas. Now, what is so deadly? Apparently, you could get skin infections, bladder infections, even MRSA, that nasty MRSA that we were talking about, why we need that superbug antibiotic for. Professor Sally Bloomfield of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, oh, I'm sure there's something tropical growing on my pajamas, told Mail Online that pajamas are against your skin and you shed skin cells at a vast rate all the time. I might just shed some pounds as opposed to skin cells. They are full of microorganisms. We all have skin and gut organisms that are usually not harmful to our skin and gut, but if they get into the wrong place, they could cause problems. Like, for example, she goes, a lot of us carry Staphylococcus bacteria. This could cause infections if it gets into the cuts and the bruises. That's why we always say to wash a cut. You have bacteria on your skin all the time. Of course you do. You're out in the environment. Sometimes you need that bacteria. The bacteria like to hold on tight as you, you know, walk from the kitchen to the bathroom and the bathroom to the kitchen. So you have bacteria on you all the time. A lot of us naturally carry bacteria. That's normal. which is why our cell phones and our office chairs and our keyboards are always so filthy, because it has all the bacteria that's colonized by us and what's on our hands. We know that very common. But if these bacteria are designed to be outside the skin, and now they get into a bloody wound, that could be some pretty dangerous stuff, okay? E. coli, for example. E. coli bacteria, Escherichia coli, is a very, very common bacteria that's in our poo-poo, all right? But when does it cause a problem? If it gets into your bloodstream and if it gets into your bladder. So if you have some E. coli, so my guess is if they think you have a little poo-poo piece on your pajamas and the bacteria from that crawl into another area, you could get yourself a bladder infection or cystitis. Okay? And then, of course, some people carry MRSA. Maybe you went to the gym, maybe you picked it up, maybe it didn't bother you, but now it's on your pajamas. Now, women's top excuse, they say, was that they alternate between a few pair of pajamas so that they forget how long they've been out for. Okay? That's about 54%. More than half said they didn't need to wash the pajamas regularly because they're only worn for more than a few hours per night. Men said they don't do the washing. So a lot of the men said if their pajamas aren't getting washed, it's their woman's fault, not them. Very interesting. I will wash my husband's and my boy's clothes more often than mine, because as a woman, I think the men in my family are more dirty. Even though they're not, they take showers, they do everything. I think us women, because why would, if the woman is washing the clothes, why wouldn't it be equal rates? Because she probably thinks that her stuff is cleaner than her man's. You know, and so that's it. And some of you guys are nodding. Well, duh, of course the guy's stuff is going to be dirty. I don't even want to think about it, okay? I don't even want to think about what is on my boys and baby's clothes. I'm just going to throw them in the washer and just not thinking about it. Yeah, well, I remember one time washing one of my kids' clothes twice in the same day. And it was like his favorite shirt, so he wanted to put it back on. I'm like, you know what? I'm just not messing with it, okay? You know, I smelled some stink. I don't know if it was body odor. You're going through puberty. I'm going to wash it. And I washed it twice. Can I have my shirt back, Mom? Put some deodorant on. Gosh, Mom. Really? Yes. Now they're like, I mean, now they smell all good. They know about cologne. They know, I mean, they smell good. But, you know, puberty's a scary stuff. Okay, so wash your pajamas, for crying out loud. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. This is my sixth year today on air. I started on air January 9th, 2009. And so making it this far. You know, I mean, who knows if I'm going to get fired tomorrow, but the fact that I made it 6 years is a pretty big feat, you know, considering the content. And so I couldn't do it without you guys, so I really, really do appreciate it. Thank you. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're getting more breaking news out of the French terrorist hostage situation. The terrorists, the suspects, have been killed. Apparently, we're now hearing that four of the hostages have possibly died. They say the three terrorists who seized hostages at two separate locations, okay, have been killed this morning. Unfortunately, along with three of their hostages, as the gunmen clash with thousands of French security forces. All right. Apparently, schools were under lockdown. Residents were told to stay indoors, et cetera, stay vigilant, et cetera. France, of course, has been on high alert since the deadly massacre at Charlie Hebdo that left 12 people dead on Wednesday. And then a female police officer killed as well. And a police officer on the scene of the Charlie Hebdo attack. Now, two Al-Qaeda-linked brothers suspected in the Charlie Hebdo killings came out of their hideaway with guns blazing Friday. Brothers Sharif Kouachi, 32, and Saeed Kouachi, 34, were killed in a shootout, and their hostages were free. Another gunman took at least five hostages Friday afternoon at a kosher, that was today, at a kosher grocery in Paris, also died in a nearly simultaneously raid there. The gunman was identified as Amadi Kouilibaly. Two police officials also confirmed Kouilibaly's death, and one said three hostages also died at the grocery store. Unfortunately, the two police officials were not allowed to give their names or speak about the quickly developing situation. I had thought that I had heard earlier that a couple hostages had died. Unfortunately, when the breaking news came out, it said that all the hostages were free and alive. So we had reported that, which was phenomenal, amazing news. Unfortunately, now we're hearing that four hostages have been killed. None of the officials could say what happened to the woman listed on the police bulletin as his accomplice. Security forces, apparently what they did was they stormed the grocery store minutes after the counterparts assaulted the printing plant northeast of Paris where the other brothers had been holed up. So apparently both attacks happened roughly at the same time. Several people were seen being let out of the grocery store, and you still saw security forces move around. So we don't know how many hostages were there, you know, but we are getting breaking news that thus far we have a death toll of four people of today. And we're also getting reports that as the hostages, as the gunfight started, they had been running out of the building. There were explosions, gunshots, etc. I mean, did they run out of the building because somebody threw, you know, tear gas in there? I don't know. So we'll, as we get more information, we will keep you posted. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Please, if you see somebody in law enforcement, give them a big hug. Tell them how much you appreciate them putting their lives on the line, to protect us day in and day out. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is very, very interesting, okay? Many of us remember or know of Ludwig von Beethoven's music, right? The Fifth of Beethoven, dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, Fur Elise, all sorts of Beethoven classics, okay? I'm sure there's a bunch of opuses in there as well. Well, a cardiologist, internal medicine specialist, and a musicologist have raised a theory saying they think that Ludwig von Beethoven's success was due to him having an irregular heartbeat. Remember he was deaf? Well, your heart will sometimes beat irregularly depending on if you have a, weak muscle, some sort of a variety of different types of heart disease could cause an abnormality in the electrical conduction of the electrical impulse to charge the heart. So, you know, cardiac arrhythmias are very common in heart disease, but not all heart disease come with an arrhythmia. They say that when they look at his music, they heard some patterns in his music. I wish I had the piece of music they're talking about. I'm gonna look at this, figure it out, and then play it next week. Beethoven died at the age of 56. Known to be deaf, they believe he also had alcohol-induced cirrhosis, lead poisoning, and syphilis. Cirrhosis is basically destruction of the liver, and a liver that basically feels like an absolute brick because of the alcohol, you know, killing off the cells, pretty scarred up. Lead poisoning and syphilis, although lead poisoning could also do that too. The study's authors believe that he was predisposed to atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, or multifocal atrial tachycardia, and looked at a few of his compositions that stood out as being unusual for their time period. One piece, the Piano Sonata in E flat major, has a distinctive galloping. I'll have to find that for you guys. Piano Sonata in E-flat major called the Opus 81A. Had a distinctive galloping. I don't know, if I was writing opuses, I wouldn't know how to keep track of all the opuses. Had a distinctive galloping rhythm in the adagio section, they say, and the authors heard slow, irregular heartbeats followed by racing, irregular heartbeats. In his string quartet, number 13 in B flat major, or opus 130, the authors heard a short paroxysm of atrial tachyarrhythmia and noted that Beethoven wrote that the passage should be played with a heavy heart. Now, they say that this research is entirely speculative, and I'm saying confusing. And they also noted that in highly charged passages of certain pieces, the possibility of cardiac arrhythmia can lend a quite physical aspect to one's interpretation of the music in question. Yeah, what if you have the heart rhythm, so you're listening to this music, and you are interpreting it wrong? You see what I mean? I mean, what if your heart rhythm is off? So basically, if your heart rate, instead of going ba-boom, 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 you're going ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. You see what I mean? So if that's what he was feeling, and if that's what was giving him that, because, you know, one thing about Beethoven's work is the beat, the rhythm to it. Dun, 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 dun. Well, maybe that's Six Sinus Center where it's done. You know, on one of his songs, it just seems to like really slow and stop, and then it gets quiet. And then the music starts again. And you wonder, you start to wonder, okay, did his heart stop then? I mean, here's the thing. You know, he obviously had to practice it going, wait a second, I don't know if I like this note. And he had to write it down. And didn't they say one of the other musicians, the wife, wrote the music? They said it was in the wife's handwriting. Either she was the one that wrote it down, or she was the one that wrote the music. That was interesting. All right, so Beethoven, possible cardiac arrhythmia. Pretty interesting. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is interesting. We have a chemistry teacher from Europe, Andy Brunning. All right, that has created an infographic to explain how decongestants work. Okay, decongestants stop your nose from running. We have what, pseudoephedrine, phenylephrine. All right, and what they do is they decrease your congestion by targeting alpha adrenergic receptors in the nose and sinuses. Now, the alpha adrenergic receptors, if you hit that, you will constrict blood vessels, which is why alpha blockers can relax. You know, some of you guys are like, well, I'm on a beta blocker. A beta agonist is something that will constrict blood vessels, all right, widen the lungs. Beta antagonists, or alpha antagonists will open up blood vessels, okay? But these pseudoephedrines, etc., they constrict blood vessels. The more constriction you have, the more dry you become, right? Like flight or fright. Like if you've ever run track or jogged or exercised, you notice your nose stops running. Your nose stops running when you're exercising. Why? Because when that epinephrine kicks in, everything gets constricted. And then all of a sudden, after you work out and stuff, then the nose starts to run. So apparently he explains how they work. Don't go away. I want to go over this really quickly when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it's cough and cold season, flu season, and a lot of us are hitting the decongestants. And those decongestants do a hell of a lot more for us at this point in time than the antihistamines. Antihistamines are fabulous during allergy season to decrease a lot of the clear liquidy fluid and the eyes running and the puffiness that you get. And for allergies, antihistamines are life-saving. But you notice the doctors don't write a lot of them now, as we talked about previously, because we don't want to dry you up to an extent where your sticky mucus could unfortunately pack and make you feel that sinus pressure pain that a lot of us get when we get sinus infections. So we turn to the decongestants. One of the most common decongestants is pseudoephedrine, now being regulated. over the counter because it has been used as a precursor to make methamphetamine, as many of us were taught on Breaking Bad. You have oxymetazoline. That acts about 7 hours, just a little bit less than pseudoephedrine. Pseudoephedrine, I guess, lasts about 8 hours. We also see this oxymetazoline to be used for eye redness, nosebleeds, etc. You see that a lot in Europe. You have the phenylephrine. Phenylephrine lasts about 4 hours. It doesn't seem to work as well as the pseudoephedrine. Still can cause very similar problems as the pseudoephedrine does, which we'll talk about. There's xylometazoline. This lasts about 5-6 hours. We don't really use that when it comes to people with high blood pressure. And, you know, as we talked about, these medicines can actually affect the blood pressure because it causes a constriction of blood vessels. It doesn't cause a relaxation. We talked about how if you have high blood pressure, a lot of times we'll put you on an alpha blocker or a beta blocker, which helps relax the blood vessels, therefore less pressure against what the heart has to beat against. Well, decongestants tighten everything up. So they're great for a cough and cold, or they're great for a big nasty cold, but you need to be careful if you have high blood pressure. Nasal sprays are also a big, huge push, where you could take these sympathomimetics, these decongestants in nasal form. They work very quickly. People will stick it up their nose. They'll spray it. You'll get the vasoconstriction, quick onset of action. Unfortunately, you see the rebound congestion. What happens is the medicine is a form of speed. Well, if any of you guys have taken speed, you realize that once that stops, you have a down component where then you come down or a rebound. Same thing with vasoconstriction. Once that vasoconstriction action stops, the vessel immediately, like an elastic band, relaxes to where it wants to be. And that speed at relaxation can cause more fluid, more congestion, and sometimes we see rebound congestion. When I was in college, Claritin D had been one of the newest decongestants. I had been put on Celdane years ago for nasal allergies. They took that off the market, and then came out Claritin and Claritin D. So here I am, a college student, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and we had a lot of olive trees on the UNLV campus or whatever, and so I would be just dying with my allergies. I remember sitting in class with a hanky, and people next to me going, you know, that's really gross. And I go, do you want me to use your jacket instead? My nose is running. Leave me alone. Back off. They're like, oh, okay, well, you know, back off. You know, oh, you know, she's going to be a nobody. You know, she's going to be a nose dripping nobody. And, you know what? I'm a nobody still, but at least my nose stopped dripping. So I was using the Claritin D, and then what would happen is I would take it, and then, the next day I would wake up congested again. So then, okay, then I guess I gotta take it again. So then what ends up happening is you don't become addicted to it, but you become used to it or tolerant to it. Well, I didn't like the fact because I couldn't afford it. Okay? I didn't have health insurance. I didn't really have extra money. Those were the days when I was living on $6 of groceries a week. And so I was, even though the average grocery, you know, batch purchase was about $100 a week at the time. So, you know, I was really, I was really, really trying to live meagerly. And so I was like, I got to figure out how to do this. So I just said, I'm just not going to. I'm just going to blow my nose, let the allergies take its course, etc. But a lot of you will find that once you start taking it, you can't stop. Thankfully, we now have the nasal steroid sprays, which help decrease inflammation. And I use the nasal steroid sprays to get people off the over-the-counter nasal sprays, which could be addictive in nature or promote tolerance, and to get people off the Sudafed. But listen, for those of you that rarely take the stuff and don't have high blood pressure, the Sudafed seems to work. All right, so we talked about how they work, targeting the alpha adrenergic receptors, etc. One of you had asked about why females seem to get sick less than men. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, now I got the hiccups. They think it has to do with the estrogen, maybe. I tried to look up that study. This is what I found. They say Professor Lester Kobzik of the University School of Public Health found females were naturally more resistant to bacterial pneumonia. Also, in October, remember there was a study from Harvard saying that men that lack estrogen lack, they have estrogen, but they have less than women, more likely to succumb to pneumonia and other respiratory diseases. So what they did is they found that the increased resistance was linked to an enzyme called nitric oxide synthase 3, or NOS3. Remember we talked about that? That was activated by the female estrogen. By administering a single dose of estrogen to males and females, they were able to cure a lot of the serious lung infections. This was, I believe, in mice. So if we have severe pneumonia and some pretty bad lung infections in men, you know, or even women in the ICU, and you know how women postmenopausal may be more prone to dying of pneumonia if, you know, the pneumonia is pretty bad, as opposed to somebody younger who may be more resilient, what if they start giving you estrogen? Now, I know some of you men are thinking, wait a second, oh, no. Don't be giving me estrogen. I'll start growing boobies. You will not grow boobies with a few injections of estrogen. So that's kind of interesting. So I would, not the fact that you would grow boobies, but which is called, by the way, gynecomastia. Okay. Over time, yes, the female hormones could cause increased fat distribution in the breast area, but estrogen for treatment of respiratory illnesses or for susceptibility of colds, that is very fascinating. I don't know if they'd be using estrogen therapy. Very, very cool. All I know is I need a little bit more estrogen because I am becoming more and more masculine as I age. And some people think Dr. Dahlia is a man. Not sure where the hell they get that. Do I sound like a man, really? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, while we're on the talk of respiratory, you know, there was something that I saw that I wanted to read up on, and I apologize. It had caught my eye where e-cigs are putting people at risk for respiratory infections. This is very, very interesting. Being reported by Drugs.com, they say the vapor from electronic cigarettes may be increasing young people's risk of respiratory infections, even if there's no nicotine involved. They looked at lung tissue samples from deceased children who appeared to suffer damage when they were exposed to the e-cigarette vapor in the laboratory. And the vapor triggered a strong immune response in the skin cell, the epithelial cells that line the inside of the lung. And they said exposed to the e-cig vapor, the cells appear to be more susceptible to infection by a virus known as rhinovirus. Now, rhinovirus is very, very common, kind of one of the most common viruses for the common cold. Now, the epithelial cells are the lining, the cells that line, are becoming more permeable or at risk, which makes sense. You expose them to a chemical that they aren't used to, then they'll be like, I don't know what the hell's going on, and then they'll allow pathogens to get through. It would make sense that people on e-cigs could be more sick. Now, they say 1.8 million children and teens have already tried e-cigs. That's crazy. We're starting to see millions of more Americans using e-cigs. It'll be very interesting to see what is going on this respiratory season. They say it's spurred release of the interleukin-6, which promotes inflammation. I probably wouldn't recommend you guys e-cigging if you have asthma also. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know what I think about this free community college tuition. President Obama has proposed making community college tuition free for responsible students. This is to widen access to higher education. I don't know if many of you have, heard much about it. I'd love to hear what you think. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. D-A-L-I. Although it's something that, I don't know, I'm a little confused by. They say, under a program dubbed America's College Promise, administration officials said an estimated 9 million students a year nationwide would be able to benefit from this. Now, you know, when you look at this and you're like, okay, what exactly are they talking about by benefiting? I believe it only will involve 2 years. They say Obama's goal, according to Cecilia Munoz of the White House Domestic Policy Director, is to make 2 years of college the norm the way high school is the norm. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, they say an estimated 9 million students a year would benefit. The average tuition savings for a full-time student at a public two-year college was estimated to be $3,800 a year. Obama's goal, they said, is to make 2 years of college the norm. Then, of course, they would, you know, it would, let me see. I guess in terms of spending, I'm reading this as I go because, you know, when I saw this, I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to have time to talk about it, but I just feel like it needs some sort of discussion. All right. When you look at the amount of money that that would go for just 2 years of college, I wonder if the money could be better spent elsewhere. In terms of allowing access to college. I mean, the idea of free makes me nervous, okay? Remember we had the Pell Grant? They say right now the community colleges, okay, are of the most affordable sector of higher education. Tuition and fees for full-time in-state students are usually less than the maximum federal Pell Grant of $5,700 a year. The grants help students in financial need. So we have Pell Grants already, okay? I remember some of us would apply for that, some of us wouldn't. And then, you know, many of us would have to go to in-state schools. You know, how the system used to work is going out of state was something for the rich kids. And if you didn't have money, you would go to in-state, go to community college, or not go to school. For me, the only way I was able to go to school, we had no money for college at all. My parents didn't have any money. I didn't have any money. So we, luckily I got a scholarship. And, I had the grades. I had the SAT scores. And now in my state, they even have a Millennium Scholarship for in-state students that helps them, you know, go to college, in-state. And so, you know, I don't know if there was that much of an issue back then, 20, 30 years ago, of getting kids to go to in-state schools because that was the more reasonable option. And by the way, can I just say I think it's ridiculous for college to be $30,000, $40,000 a year? But the other thing I'm kind of looking at is if 2 years of college. Now, mind you, they have to attend at least part-time, and they have to maintain a grade point average of at least 2.5, and they have to make steady progress, okay? You wonder, does the 2 years even help? Okay? If they are going to get, I mean, 2 years gives you an associate's degree. All right? I mean, are we at the point in this job market where an associate's degree buys you a good job? And if it does buy you a good job, then once you give everybody free associate's degrees, now that just steps it up to, okay, well, now you need a bachelor's. So you see, what I'm worried about this, and again, I'd love to hear from you guys at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What I'm wondering is are you actually hurting the same people you're giving the money to? Because if you are going to give everybody free 2 years of college so that out of high school they go to college, get those 2 years, then what did you do to help the playing field? Now, some people could say, well, no, the purpose of college isn't to get you a job. The purpose of college is to increase your education. Okay. I understand that in the olden days, if you went to college, you might have been more cultured. And I was very, very fortunate with some of the classes I took. Like, I took the history of rock and roll. I love the fact that I took that class, okay? Because I love music and I love rock and roll and I love history. So, you know, I think, yeah, you know, maybe, but I mean, am I cultured? Do I sound like I'm cultured? Do I play another musical instrument well? Yeah, I can play piano, but I didn't get that from college. Do I speak another language well? Well, no, I picked up most of my Spanish in high school and then living in LA, you know, when I was in medical school. So, you know, I wouldn't say college per se cultured me. What I learned and what I got out of college is how to support myself with very little money, how to manage a couple jobs while going to school, how to stress about paying your rent and trying to put gas in a car that has no air conditioning, living in the Las Vegas desert and dealing with power companies and, you know, trying not to, you know, screw myself up with bad credit and a credit card and dealing with boys and dodging STDs and things like that. That's what I remember learning from my college days. What were the first 2 years of college? My math, English, some of my basic sciences. So, I mean, it's nice to offer that, but are you really getting the biggest bang for your buck? Okay? I mean, if your purpose is to get these kids to then graduate college and then put money into the system, then, okay, why just the 2 years? You see what I mean? I mean, I don't know. To me, it just kind of doesn't really make sense. Okay, and then what about the idea of giving everybody free college? Well, giving everybody free college, you know, as socialistic as that, you know, may sound and attract people, for me, that just starts to make the college degree more watered down. And so I love the idea of people having access to education. I think it's great. What I would prefer is that college education not be so expensive to begin with. And rather than we giving college as a handout, we make college less expensive, or we allow the work programs to continue to exist that were there for me. All right. If I wanted to help pay for college, all right, and some of my expenses, there was some work programs where I could get money if I worked. So I worked a part-time job on campus, and it gave me a little extra money to eat and to help pay my rent. So I would probably say none of this freebie stuff. You could use the thousands of dollars per single person. Okay, because we're looking at, apparently right now they say in Tennessee, $57,000 have applied for the program. When you're looking at thousands of dollars per, I mean, that is a lot of state money. What I would probably do, okay, is, I mean, what you could do with that money, there's a variety of things you could do. One is you can help subsidize certain college programs, work programs, allow these kids to work, already start getting a job, already start getting experience under their belt. You can maybe make certain industries with that money, and these kids from that college will automatically get a job, something like that. I don't know. Don't go. More Dr. Valley coming up. 1-877-DOCTORVALLEY.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.